everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to share a story with you that was originally shared by President Monson of the LDS Church. And he's talking about a really heartwarming experience that took place on an Alaska Airlines nonstop flight from Anchorage to Seattle, Washington, a flight carrying 150 passengers. And it was diverted to a remote Alaskan town in order to transport an injured child, a gravely injured two-year-old little boy who had severed an artery in his arm when he fell on a piece of glass while he was playing near his home. Now, the town was about 450 miles south of Anchorage, and it was certainly not on the flight path. However, the medics at the scene had sent out a really frantic request for help because they had no other way to get him help. And so the flight was diverted to pick up this child and take him to Seattle so that he could be treated in a hospital. Well, when the flight touched down, the medics told the pilot that the little boy was in really grave shape and that he was bleeding so badly that he was not going to survive the length of the flight to Seattle. And so a decision was made to fly another 200 miles out of the way to Juneau, which was the nearest city with a hospital, rather than flying all the way to Seattle. After transporting the boy to Juneau, the flight then continued on to its original destination of Seattle, and it was hours behind schedule, and yet not even one passenger on board complained, even though most of them would miss their connecting flights or miss appointments, or it would really be a big inconvenience. In fact, as the minutes and hours ticked by, they took up a collection and they raised a lot of money for this young boy and his family amongst themselves. Well, as the flight was about to land in Seattle, all the passengers broke into a big cheer because the pilot announced on the speaker that he had received word by radio that the little boy was going to be okay and that he had made it. Isn't that just the most heartwarming story? And President Monson says that the words of a scripture come to mind, and that is that charity is the pure love of Christ, and whoso is found possessed of it at the last day shall be well with him. President Monson encourages us to strive to always be considerate and sensitive to the thoughts and feelings and circumstances of those around us, and not to demean or belittle, but rather to be compassionate and encouraging and realize that people are going through horrible trials and circumstances and things that are oftentimes out of their control. And so maybe we should go forward with a little bit of forgiveness and compassion and empathy for them. Mother Teresa, who is the perfect example of that, said that we think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of the unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our own homes to remedy this kind of poverty. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.